And just when the people of Donegal, Mayo and Galway thought it was safe to go out again after Sunday Storm Isha, along comes Storm Jocelyn. An orange wind warning will come into effect for the three counties from 6 o'clock this evening, raising worries that even more structural damage might be caused. Joanna Donnelly is meteorologist with Met Air and she joins us. Joanna, she wasn't invited, but where is Jocelyn on the way from?
Yeah, it's in mid-north Atlantic. It's going to track between Ireland and Iceland, so that puts us in a southwesterly wind once again. It's not as significant a storm as Isha, but Isha was particularly severe. So Jocelyn is going to bring strong winds right across the country. Probably the worst affected is going to be, well, definitely the worst affected will be those west and northwest facing coasts again, and particularly coastal areas. But we're particularly concerned, I think, this time because it's coming, as you say, so quickly on the back of Storm Isha. So there's a lot of structural damage out there, possibly a lot of hidden damage that you can't necessarily see as quickly. You're so busy dealing with the immediate impacts. It's the weakened trees and the hedgerows that are damaged now that could see further stress from Jocelyn in the next few hours. So, and it's going to be windy right across the country as well. So parts of the country, again, inland and midland areas that aren't necessarily used to strong winds are going to see another blast of strong winds through this afternoon and this evening as well. So that yellow warning is also quite significant because, again, it comes on the back of Isha, and the timing is particularly interesting as well because we'll have strong winds when kids are getting out of school at times as well. So it's going to be a tricky day again if you're out and about.
Will there be rain as well, Joanna?
Well, it's raining at the moment, so the rain is going to continue. Now, the rain will clear to showers later. Some of those showers, once again, are going to be heavy. And this storm, again, stirred up the Atlantic all the way nearly from the Gulf of Mexico. So we've got high waves as well. So high waves affecting all the west and northwest and southwest coasts as well. So you'll see overtopping there along coastal areas again today.
Sligo is not in this orange wind warning. It wasn't in the red warning either on Sunday. And it was very bad there, according to the locals. Is its coastline just too far in?
Yeah, there's a protection on the southwesterly from Sligo. Sligo's coastline is kind of sheltered by the mainland, by the headlands there, so it's not as exposed. And now I know there were strong winds recorded at many parts of the country that weren't necessarily in the red level areas. We don't issue red warnings for local effects. You know, if it was going to be in just coastal areas, you know, you'd need it to be a bit more widespread than that. And although we did see very, very strong winds, it was in the orange area for a lot of Sligo. You know, most of the bulk of the county saw the orange level winds, and of course then some local spots. It was a very serious storm. Isha was a particularly strong and vigorous storm.
Joanna, thanks a million. Joanna Donnelly there from Met Air. And well, let's check in again with Brian Cannon, Director of Roads and Transportation with Donegal County Council. So Brian, is the county all cleaned up after Isha?
Yeah, a significant cleanup operation all through from early yesterday, Audrey, and all of our main roads are back open. However, there are some local roads where there would still be trees down, in particular in some areas where it may be complicated by fallen utility lines. We also did have a yellow thunderstorm warning yesterday afternoon, and there was some significant damage caused to a number of properties in the Newton Cunningham area, and also resulted in another large electricity outage in that area as well.
So you're on alert again, aren't you, ahead of Jocelyn, the possibility of having to do it all again?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll be attending a meeting of the National Coordination Group this morning, and then we'll have our own local meeting following that, just to ensure that all of our services are prepared and ready. But we'll be continuing to work on the cleanup from Storm Isha this morning, and as Joanna Donnelly would have said, that the potential for trees or other structures that may have been weakened by Storm Isha to be further impacted or actually fall or be damaged further by Storm Jocelyn, we just encourage landowners to check trees on their property, especially along road frontages, to see if there's any action could be taken now, and similar to building owners, check in case there's any materials that could be secured now in advance of Storm Jocelyn.
And if their trees are sufficiently weakened, what can landowners do about that?
landowners would be have the ability perhaps to call in a specialist contractor that may be able to assist in tossing the tree, or it may just be a branch that's hanging out over the road that could be dealt with locally.
Okay, Brian, thank you very much. Brian Cannon there of Donegal County Council. Let's chat to Brian Tapley from ESB Networks. Brian, nearly a quarter of a million around this time yesterday morning were without power. What's the situation this morning?
Morning, Audrey. Look, thankfully, we restored power to 168,000 of those customers since that peak of nearly 235,000 yesterday. But unfortunately, there's still 57,000 customers, businesses and farms without power. Again, it's still in Donegal, Mayo, Leitrim, Sligo and also Cavan are probably the worst affected of that 57,000. So our crews are ready. They're mobilised this morning, and they're going to start back into it today. And then, thankfully, some of the areas we got cleared of yesterday, those crews have arrived and are arriving to kind of support the effort in the northwest.
But of course, so with that orange wind warning for the northwest, does that make it harder to fix any that are still out in those three counties in particular? They might have to wait a bit longer if Jocelyn is particularly bad.
Yeah, so that storm alert is going to take place, I think, later today. Mm. So we'll get an awful lot of work done through the early part, the middle part of today. And then I think it's a case of, because it's orange level alert, to check whether it's you know, risk assess where it's safe to climb and work during that storm. But yeah, it's going to hamper efforts, and it's probably going to produce new faults, new outages. So it's going to make this, you know, a multi-day restoration effort, especially in those counties that I've mentioned. So and then the safety message has to still be the same as your previous caller mentioned. There will be fallen trees, fallen conductors, and treat everything as live and ring our emergency number 1800 372 999.
Okay, well, best of luck to your teams, and to stay safe as well. Brian Tapley from ESB Networks, many thanks.